There were many late-night developments in the battle to pass the 2011 budget. The president met with House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The leaders did not reach agreement. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith with the Associated Press. He was on hand until the wee hours of the morning as debates reached ahead, and he joins us now live. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Amy. Good morning.
Tell us about how things went last night. I doubt they allowed you behind the closed doors, but what were you able to discern?
Well, pretty much what I think folks have heard this morning, which is that the president came back from a day of politicking in New York City and before that Pennsylvania, politicking which, frankly, some of the Republicans up on the Hill complained about, saying that he was not leading in this case, and then met for about an hour and 15 minutes, we were told, with the folks you mentioned, Speaker Boehner and Harry Reid, the Senate Democratic leader, and also Vice President Joe Biden was in there. And the two main participants, Boehner and Obama, both afterwards said roughly the same things, which is that differences had been narrowed, that there was some clarification of issues, and that you could call that progress. But both said that there's still not a deal yet, and that they're still working on it. Now the president said that his staff and the staffs on the Hill were going to work through the night to continue to try and refine things, and that he would reassess things in the morning. I just checked a few minutes ago at the White House. There's still no plan yet to summon folks back here for additional talks today, but the president said he's on standby. He said we're going to keep pounding it and try to reach some agreement that it is hoped would avert a shutdown.
And during those wee hours, do they have pizza or Chinese food delivered? Can we infer anything from that?
Yeah, you stump me there, Tom. I have to say, in past budget shutdowns, I know they did have pizza delivered here, and I'm not sure whether that helped or hurt the negotiations.
But seriously, during the negotiations, I mean, give us a feeling for what's actually going on. Are there people behind literally closed doors, and do they come in and out? And do you have any idea of what it is they actually talk about or the manner in which they talk about it?
Well, I mean, the best we can tell you is that, the degree to which some of the rhetoric that you have seen in public has certainly in the dueling news conferences on Capitol Hill has not really been reflected here on what we call the 16 acres, the White House, in the sense that, both the Speaker Boehner and the president after these meetings, didn't say, oh, the other side's trying to score points, this is outrageous. They were, frankly, not doing some of the gotcha rhetoric that you hear elsewhere. The closest that anybody came, frankly, was a little irritation that the president expressed at the very end of his pretty brief statement last night when he said, look, we're talking, we're working on this hard, and there's no reason agreement can't be reached unless lawmakers actually do want a shutdown. And I have to tell you, that's an allegation that we've heard from both sides over the past couple of weeks.
So what are the sticking points still? I mean, for the longest time, we've been talking about $30 billion, which in the grand scheme of things, that's a lot of money for me, but not for the nation. So have we gotten past that $30 billion mark?
There's certainly passed in terms of the number, the additional spending cuts that were on the table last week, but negotiators for the various spending committees were working toward a $33 billion figure. But that figure apparently was not enough to satisfy the Republican deficit hawks. And, of course, the Democrats would say, oh, that's the Tea Party driving the Republican Party. I leave it to your listeners to judge that. The figure that was floated early this week was $40 billion in cuts. But it's not just the number that's involved. It's the composition. Republicans not pleased that the Democrats want to dip into an area of the budget called mandatory spending, which includes things like Pell Grants for students. They want to confine the cutting to this discretionary part of the budget. I'm sure I'm losing some of your listeners here, but it's
pretty arcane. I bet you're not.
Well, but actually, it's a pretty important distinction because that's only 12% of the actual federal spending. And you're right that this is, billions is pretty big for you and me, but in the grand scheme of the federal budget, it's not. And if you think the fight is rough and tumble over this 12% of the budget, just wait till we get to later this year and they start fighting about the rest of the budget, which is what's going to happen, and then you're into the trillions.
And we're speaking with AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. And getting back to the issue at hand now, this 33, 40, just hypothetically, and I'm making up this number, suppose the Democrats' leadership and the Republicans' leadership settled on $55 billion or some large number like that of cuts, and they said, we've got a deal. Will the president accept that?
Well, the president will be in on those negotiations. Democrats are not going to accept anything he won't accept. But I will say this, you know, again, it's not just the figure. It's not just how you get to the figure. It's also a number of you know, policy writers, you know, add-on language that the Republicans have had and have been insisting on all the way through that Democrats are rejecting. Things like curbing the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate greenhouse gases. Things about, like, funding Planned Parenthood, funding NPR. Those are still in there. Republicans still insisting on them. Democrats still rejecting that. That also could still be a sticking point, and we'll see where that ends up, too.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us. And
my
we'll
pleasure.
Keep you on hold and go get some sleep.
Well, not today. Maybe some other time.